Hello, Wasambazaji. Welcome to Sambaza Podcast, the show with the most riveting topics and conversations. I'm your host, Sambaza. Stay with us till the end for funny bloopers and rapid-fire questions. Don't forget to click and subscribe, as you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok as Sambaza Podcast. Did I mention that we are on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast? With that said, Wasambazaji, let's get this show started. Here we go. Hello, Wasambazaji. Welcome to another episode, which is episode 9 of the Pod Break series, as we conclude what we were talking about regarding the African leaders. And also, you know, it was just a general topic that we had. So hope you enjoy this episode.
The reason why we are...
I think we want to say this. Yeah. I'm not refuting the fact that they're doing well.
Yeah.
It's those numbers that are
that
there.
Bringing
yeah. And still...
Again,
Rwanda has that issue where when you talk about it, and here I am, I cannot speak for the people who are there, but from what I've heard from people who are from there, there's this instance like, yeah, it's not what you see.
Listen.
A lot of people say it's not what you see.
But China. No one
and
can really speak
thing.
Out
yeah.
about it.
And the same thing with here in America. You have your statistics. They'll say the number of jobs that 20,000. But you know, are they mid-level, high-level, low-level?
Look, California. You and I know San Francisco has a lot of homeless folks.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right?
But it's still the place of Silicon Valley.
Right.
Okay? Okay? So somebody will say, oh, but, you know, somebody say, oh, you know, if you, the world's biggest stars live in California. Every star, when they make it in Chicago, New York, whatever, they move to California. Okay, California rules the world, period. Entertainment, technology. Maybe India will compete, but let's you know what I'm saying. So, but at the same time, you have a terrible homeless situation, right? Okay. So somebody's saying that California is doing well. Yes, of course, California is California. It's a whole country on its own. But are there bad situations? Yes, of course. Does it make California economy bad? It doesn't.
No, I think we can, what it is we
That's
can
all I'm
criticize
saying.
Them.
So
no, we can criticize them without saying that, like, without saying that they're not doing well.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think that's what
I like
we're
that.
Doing.
I like that.
Because I think once we start being like, oh no, like they're doing good, let them just do good and let's not question it. I think that's not approaching it even fairly, because I would look at American propaganda and say the same thing as well.
Okay.
I'd be like, okay, America generally, we know that being in America is better than, for example, being in Nigeria generally overall. You would do better. But does that mean that America is perfect? No.
No.
So we can say the same thing about
and then criticize it.
Rwanda,
I got you.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, and I know, and I've heard some of the things you've heard about Rwanda, right? But Africa right now, in order to change the story of Africa, the destiny of Africa,
we need success stories.
You have to be a ruthless president.
Which is why
the
Kagame experience is really, really interesting.
The Kagame experience.
I can never go up against him, because you see the numbers are good. And yet, you always say, oh, you know what? You have to have democracy. You have to have people speak against you. You can never be 99%.
My brother,
100% people
who cares about democracy or freedom? Or, you know, about... You know, who cares about that? When
peace.
You are, one, you have peace. You have a job. You can feed yourself. Because, look, Matilda. You
I think it's
Matilda,
because,
listen,
for example,
so
as a Nigerian,
and let me give
I
you this example.
Because we've seen the extent to which our politicians can be wicked. And so I don't think they can work
listen,
for us.
Listen, no. Here's what I'm trying
well,
to tell
Harry's
you.
Basically
no,
a
no,
dictator.
No. Here's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
You've seen abject poverty in Nigeria.
Yeah.
You've seen the operations of Boko Haram.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen videos of people, human parts being caught, like, with people alive, human beings alive. Okay. You don't hear, Rwanda has had its fair share, they've long past that. What I'm trying to say is, if you want to change a country like Nigeria, or even Ghana has its own problems, you may have to take some drastic measures as a leader, right? Part of that would mean that some people would have to pay, and some people's liberation would have to be taken away from them, because Africans, you know, now we are very aggressive. you know us now. We need real strong hands to change our story. So that means that some people's rights would have to be trampled on, which is what happened to China. China, China, they don't have democracy like that, though.
Singapore.
Eh?
They don't
know. China don't have democracy. Yeah. Okay? But is China a good place to go to? Heck yeah. Are Africans going to look for greener pastures? Yes.
China,
I hear you. I honestly hear you.
So you know go China, no? Yeah, because you're in America.
Yeah.
You know go China. She won't go. She won't go. Do you know how many Africans are in China?
Are in China?
Do you know how many planes will be filled if you drop it in China now? I mean, drop it in Africa now and say let's go to China. Do you know how many people?
So you're saying what we need is dictatorship.
No, see, what I'm saying is that if dictatorship is what is going to take us there, because what would you prefer, right? What do you prefer? Would you prefer democracy? Okay, let's vote, which they will steal anyway, eh? And then they will still cause this impoverishment, right? Or you want somebody who will be in between. Dictatorship small, democracy small. But you will not see the level of abject poverty you are seeing now.
That we have now.
Okay?
It's an interesting question.
At least people can feed, right? Boko Haram will not be doing this nonsense, right? Everybody can go to school in peace. I want that.
You rather that?
General Dumbaya.
Yeah.
Of which country is that? The one who just took over.
Guinea. Yeah.
That situation is the same thing that you're bringing out.
Yeah, describe.
You know, now, if he's military coming in, they don't want the military to run the show.
Mm-hmm.
But the military are the ones who have decided that the French president, that's not the French president, but the president currently, mm-hmm. or who was there before, mm-hmm. got deposed because he was trying to take himself to another, like, more term.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, the people are fighting and saying, no, we want to go back to parliament having democracy.
Because
but democracy is what brought you to this thing where when the ruling party.
See, you know what's happening.
This is what happened.
You know what's happening. I know what's happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is French and the European world, European system working behind the scenes?
I know that part is there too.
They're
pushing the agenda. The French were asked. I've watched this show where the French were asked, "Why are you in Africa when you had already let them go?" Right? You said you had colonized, you colonized them and you gave them freedom. Yeah. Why are you still involved in their military bases?
Yeah.
Why do you have to be there? You don't have to.
We know. We know.
Go leave yourself.
We know.
And that's
because
the thing. They're partly involved in that.
Yeah.
However, mm-hmm. it is these laws that we come here to make in Parliament that, you know, the president who sits in there will be told, okay, in order to get this much funding, you need to push this agenda of ours in the background, and then now you sell yourself off in parliament with these MPs,
and
that's the whole thing.
That's what I'm saying.
So which you can go by back and say, when is it going to stop?
So that's a big question, right? That's a big question. That's the same thing happened to Haiti. They said that Haiti was. He said he wanted to do another term. They incited the people to ask for democracy, to ask for whatever, and they turned the people against their leader, because Haiti was going against the dictatorship of the West. Haiti, the president wanted the best for his people, and anytime you try to do that, they use the same thing now. Iraq, Saddam, and then even Libya. Gaddafi,
the Libya story that
it's the same thing
that
I'm saying.
That guy had already wiped out everything, and then why all of a sudden, within 2 weeks, they'd already come back and killed him.
So what I'm saying is, they use the people to say that we want democracy, right? So the president giving the democracy. But the leader knows that if I give you that type of democracy, it leads to the chaos.
Stability.
So he has to have strong... That's why we need African leaders. If we're going to have the type of...
They're going to do that. They just have to kill all the current politicians in Nigeria.
And you know what? To answer your question, right? It is you and I, our generation. Our generation and your generation, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have to engage in these conversations. We have to keep educating people back home. We have to keep educating ourselves here. the most important conversation of every black man, especially the African, is engaging in the conversation, in the diaspora conversation about our mindsets.
Mm.
Because if we don't do that, that generation above us who are ruling, they are already gone. They're not going to do anything for us. And so if they're not going to do anything for us, we are the next in line to occupy those positions.
Hopefully.
No, but who's going to be there?
The thing about Nigeria, the same people that were there pre-independence are still the people running now.
But that's
and guess who they learned it from? You know what they say this about? The master, the student always becomes the master.
And
there you go.
See,
I wouldn't even lie to you.
Destiny,
I haven't seen any progress.
The destiny of Africa will change.
It just seems like those people are outliving everyone else.
No. Do you, Matilda?
The corrupt leaders are living tonight.
No, but let's look at the other side again. Did you ever dream?
No, there's hope. I'm not gonna say there's no hope.
So
I love the fact that there's hope.
There's hope. Yeah, that's what we need for sure.
So I don't ever look at these people and say yes, they're gonna do what they want to do. But nothing is permanent. Time changes. That's why to ask the question, whoever thought that SARS was going to happen, right? So if SARS has happened, which we never thought, who knows the bigger SARS demonstration which is going to happen, and which is probably going to be even more impactful and will be so bigger to be able to topple, you know, the status quo. So all we have to do is we can only do our best. We can only keep get. This is what we have. We have this. We have this. We can keep doing the little we can in our own corner. That's all we can do. And as we do this, God will take what we have. Because guess what? If you believe in God, every miracle and every big thing God has done, He had to use people. And they don't start in big ways. They start with something small, and He multiplies it. So let's keep talking. And God to use our voices
you
to change the world.
Oh, you need to go?
I gotta go.
Now, why are they going? Why they run?
I don't know. I've been called scenes an hour ago to come.
Remember what's
going
on?
Yeah, that was a good conversation.
Yeah.
Next time we shall carry police come for that's where we talk about Two Face.
Is this a podcast?
Yeah, it's I'm on Facebook and YouTube.
Okay.
So you can follow me.
Change your personal
Instagram. I get personal too.
I'll put your personal and then I'll follow your organization.
What's your name?
Take a picture.
I'm texting my organization name.
I'm just going to search
through. Yeah, put your name. I'll give you my personal too. I don't have a lot of my personal. I don't do a lot of my personal, but I'll give you my personal. Matilda.
Okay, Wasambazaji, that concludes the end of the Pod Break series that we've had. I'd like to thank everyone who participated in this podcast conversation, and you are most welcome to join us again when we have Pod Break Weekend, which should happen sometime this year in 2023. And if you are interested in giving us more information regarding what you want to see or also what you want to hear, please let us know via Twitter or Instagram and search for Podbreak. That's PODBREAK. It will be a green symbol with a P inside it. All right. Thank you, Wasambazaji, and y'all have a great one. Till next time. Bye. Well, okay. That concludes our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to Sambaza. Stay tuned next week as we'll present to you a new episode. Meanwhile, let's chat through Instagram and Twitter at Sambaza Podcast. Or you can send me an email via sambazapodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you want to, you can send me a voicemail message if you have the Anchor app. Let's talk and chat. Peace and love, Wasambazaji.